Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And happy to say the Halos are home tonight, again playing the Dodgers, and a nice W for the Halos last night against the Dodgers. So fingers crossed in terms of how the balance of the series goes. I am Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here this Mother's Day weekend. And first and foremost, a very happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. The truth of the matter is none of us would be here, of course, without our moms. So we always owe them a debt of gratitude, whether it be Mother's Day or any other day of the year. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and the full-service Rawbye Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish, and also because he is from New Jersey and has a definite affection for pizza. He has Big Parm that is in Tustin in the mess hall. Will be with us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And what we're going to be taking on is probably many of you have noticed in fine dining or better restaurants, certainly full-service restaurants, percentages being added onto your check before you pay. Some have like a 4% fee that goes towards health benefits for the employees. Some of those fees are to go into a gratuity pool to benefit the back of the house. In some restaurants, even with any size party, you know, typically if you have a party of six or more, typically a full service restaurant will add on a gratuity just to make sure the staff is taken care of. But now what I'm also starting to see in restaurants is a full gratuity being added on regardless of the size of the party. So we'll discuss that a little bit with Chef Andrew, kind of get his take on why that's necessary and how that is going over a little later in the show. Again, we always appreciate you tuning in. Couldn't do it without you. Do keep up with us on social media. What we try to do is illustrate pictorially on social media during the week and during the show some of the places and some of the subjects that we've talked about on the show. We think, we hope, we do a pretty good job in painting a verbal portrait of what we do. But when you have some of this mouth-watering food photography to post, it just really adds to what we're chatting about. So we do like to do that. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to say we have Aaron back with us in technical excellence this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. And again, all good birthday wishes. I think the real day is actually tomorrow. But leave it to Aaron. He's been celebrating for the last week, and there is a big dining out opportunity that is coming up tomorrow for him, a restaurant that we've actually talked about on the show recently. So next Saturday, we will get Aaron's take on what things were like at that particular restaurant and look forward to his comments. Speaking about our good friends at Melissa's, they are always very involved in the community, and they're spearheading a fundraiser that is coming up for the Midnight Missions Homelight Facility in Inglewood, and this is benefiting families that are in crisis to try to get them back on their feet and on to successful living. And what the name of the event is, it is a virtual cooking demonstration, kind of fun, from our friends at Melissa's, also in conjunction, of course, with the LA Chargers. It's called Cooking for a Mission. And what is going to be happening on Thursday evening, May 27th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. virtually, is going to be a multi-part cooking demonstration on healthy recipes to kick off the summer. And instead of having culinary celebrities be behind this, this is all NFL players and coaches that are behind this, as well as Susie Spanos, who is one of the owners of the LA Chargers. So kind of fun. And what Melissa's is doing is they are donating all the produce that is going to be used by people that sign up, donate, and participate in the virtual Cooking for a Mission. So again, just to run through it all again, because it's a lot to grasp fairly quickly. This is Cooking for a Mission that is benefiting the Midnight Missions Home Light Facility in Inglewood, which is for families that are in crisis to try to get them back on solid footing. And it's a virtual cooking class on Thursday, May 27th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And you're going to have football celebrities that are going to be walking you through the recipes, and then a surprise appearance from some culinary celebrities that you know, including our own emeritus co-host, Jet Tila. Now, there's some urgency to this because the deadline for signing up is next Thursday. Sorry about that. The event itself is May 27th. All the information and the registration information is at chargers.com/cooking. Again, chargers.com/cooking. So again, enjoy. Looks like a fun event. And as always, thanks to Melissa's for always standing up and giving back. That's quite a substantial donation that they're going to be donating all the produce that's going to be used by the home cooks that sign up and donate and are part of the LA Chargers Cooking for a Mission coming up on Thursday, May 27th. I've just returned from a couple nights in Palm Springs. So in the last month, I've spent a handful of days there doing research for the show. So do know in the coming weeks, I'm going to be profiling the best of the best of what I've seen and encountered in Palm Springs. As things are starting to open up and people are looking for local travel opportunities, Palm Springs is a great place to put on the top of your list. There is so much going on there. From art and culture to even they've done a lot of renovating and freshening of the Palm Springs aerial tramway. If you haven't been there in a couple of years, what they're doing there now is they have new tram cars. And as you ascend to the top of the mountain, the tram cars are slowly rotating. So instead of just getting these terrific views, you now get these magnificent views from all these different perspectives. So kind of exciting. Our first actual Palm Springs segment will be this morning. We're going to be sharing the inspiring entrepreneurial success story that is Brandini Toffee, that was actually born in the Palm Springs area and has become an incredibly successful enterprise. We're going to be visiting with a delightful chef couple, the Gamboas, that have Prospect Gourmand and Gourmando in Beverly Hills. Chef Isaac is a classically trained French chef, has major fine dining experience, and after spending time as the executive chef at Shutters on the Beach, wanted to go out on his own and do something more personal, which was Prospect Gourmand. They have been able to successfully move to a larger space in Beverly Hills that they're operating under the name of Gourmando. Wonderful people that, you know, are really trying to do something special, and we look forward to chatting with them. Then we're also going to have a chance to catch up with Ryan Wicks, who is the founder of the Wicks Brewing Company in Riverside, a well-known local craft brewery. They're involved in a big fundraiser this month, the month of May. This is Brain Tumor Awareness Month. And brain cancer is not something that is fun at all for people that are diagnosed with it. And what they're trying to do, this is called the Stash Strong Benefit. Ryan will be explaining what they're doing, but they have actually brewed a special craft beer that will be available this month that the proceeds go to benefit brain cancer awareness and, you know, looking for cures and procedures. So, as always, a pretty full show for you today. We are going to take our short break. When we come back, it is going to be Chef Isaac and Chancey Gamboa of Gourmando in Beverly Hills. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.